Lord, we just praise you and we glorify you. We thank you again for this venue that you've given us to fellowship together with like-minded people, brothers and sisters, all over this fruited plain. And Father, we just praise you and glorify you tonight with our praise and worship team. We thank you, Lord, that we hope, that, well, we pray that this will be a sweet smell in your nostrils, Lord, when we play these songs and praise from our heart, Lord, also, and sing behind the scenes. And Lord, we thank you for allowing this to happen. And we ask, Lord, that you draw our hearts into one accord. Because you know, when you said that we come into one accord, signs and wonders follow. And there's all kinds of signs and wonders, Lord. And I know that we can expect, get excited about the things that you're fixing to do, Lord. And I praise you for this great end time revival that's fixing to start. If it hadn't already, I believe it has. And I just thank you, Lord, for your gospel going through all of these Muslim countries at a breakneck speed. Lord, I thank you for allowing that to happen and anointing the people over there to carry it through each and every country that's been in that hate religion. And when they see the love of Christ, they just flock to you, Lord. And they're tired of the hate. They're tired of the warring. They're tired of all of that stuff, Lord. And your chosen are coming to you in unprecedented numbers. And we just thank you and praise you for all that you're doing in those countries over there in Jesus' name. And what you're fixing to do here too, you're fixing to shake this, these false prophets and false preachers and apostasy teachings that have been going on for many generations. And you're going to show people that you're not pleased with the false gospel. I remember, Lord, the testimony of Howard Pittman, how he went, when he died, he went, you told him he was headed to hell because of his not bearing any fruit. He thought he was doing good when he was building buildings and filling those buildings up with people. And that was all on his accord, not yours. And Lord, we thank you for straightening that man out to be a testimony to everybody that knew him or someone like him. And Father, we just praise you and glorify you for what you're going to do tonight in each one of us. Accept our praises to us, Lord, to you, Lord. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Is that you, Judy? What something's different here? You got your hair cut off. Oh my goodness. We're gonna have to have a deliverance when you get back. Glory to God. No, you look nice. I'm just kidding. You look nice. That's fine. Hey, David.
How's it going, Michael?
Oh, it's going great, man. It's going great. We've had, I was telling everybody, we had, every day that I've been here, we've had 70 plus weather with sunshine. And it's been awesome.
Nice weather, I noticed.
Yeah, I'm getting a sunburn.
in the middle of this. It was 60 today here.
Really? Awesome.
I was like, oh, wow, that's highly unusual.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was telling David earlier today, he said, that's kind of normal for y'all. I said, well, in December, we generally get about a week or so of good warm weather every year. And I guess this is our week of good weather.
Right.
And then comes January and February. But we've even experienced some nice days in February, which is highly unusual, but we have in the past.
Well, I'm used to not seeing snow, but not this kind of warm weather. You know, it's not this warm.
Yeah. I know Andrew don't even know what warm weather is this time of year, do you, Andrew?
Actually, it's quite mild up here, too.
Well, what's the temperature? We'll see if it's mild.
Well, I can only tell you in Celsius, 4 degrees, minus four.
That's like, 4 degrees below freezing. What are you talking about, mild?
Well, there's hardly any snow on the ground either. Like maybe just an inch of snow, you know.
Only an inch of snow. Okay, well, that's mild weather. All right, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus, for mild weather.
You guys got snow up there, an inch of snow?
Well, you can still see, like, the grass poking up through the snow, you know. So it's not really.
Well, you still got snow.
Like, I expect snow at least a meter high by now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
We have this, like, canal that freezes over. It's one of the longest skating ones in the world. It's not even ready yet.
Really?
Yeah, usually by New Year's, they're skating on it. But they have to, like, spray water on it first so that it gets thick. So they pump it up from underneath and make the ice real thick for cars to go on and clear the snow when it snows. And tractors, anyway.
Is that fun?
Well, I went when I was young, but I think I don't think I'd make the whole thing now.
So you said minus four centigrade?
Yeah, so 32 is freezing. I don't know.
You said it's that's like 24 degrees here.
Yeah.
That's still kind of chilly.
No, that's cold. No, there ain't no chilly about that at all. That's cold, man. What are you talking about?
Below 32, but it's not like minus like really super minus, you know. Like once you get minus in the Fahrenheit, that's cold.
Yeah.
I'm thinking when you're saying minus, it's still kind of cold.
After it goes down below zero, there's really not much difference after that. It's all cold.
You go below 60 and it's cold, I'm telling you.
I don't know if you
I'm
going to
let y'all know.
Minus 20, room temperature.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
That's cold.
That's cold, man. That's cold.
Then the wind blows on you and it's like minus 32.
Mm. Oh man, that'd be minus 4 degrees here. That'd be crazy.
Well, let's see if anybody's got any prayer requests. Anybody need thought out? Go ahead, Joe. I know you don't, Greg.
I do have a prayer request, but first, just something interesting. A couple of weeks, we got our highest temperature ever of 127. Degrees Fahrenheit, yeah.
Well, Fahrenheit, 127? Boy, that sounds like some of the times when I was up in Morocco, we got some of that kind of weather. It's,
our average now is 56 degrees Fahrenheit is 95. Average, it's very, very hot. That's why I'm asking for some rain, some cooler weather. It's just, this is unbelievable hot, yeah. For us, it's serious hot.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you for some cooler weather for Joe and all that bunch down there, Lord. Cooler weather and some rain. How's that, Joe? You need rain too, don't you? All right, Lord, we thank you that that's going to happen. We just command that weather to change, cool off, and bring rain in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right, anyone else? Yeah, go ahead, Denny.
Okay. Yeah, our daughter, Hadassah, and her husband, Brad, and their four kids, their family, they're moving this on Saturday, going up back up to Illinois from Florida, and but they're just things are tough and especially financially, and so we just want to pray for them. That we just lift them up to you, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God. We know that You cause all things to work together for good, Lord, for those who love you and are calling you to your purpose. So we just pray that all this is all going to work out for that, Father. And I just pray that when they get back up there, the decisions they have to make, where to go to church and where to live, the house, and just commit all those things to you, God. Just, God, I pray you keep them free from the false revival churches that they were used to in the past. Just steer them away from that, Father. Just give them a new direction. So we just thank you. Just bless them, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
They'll be coming up from Florida, and so we're an hour away from Chattanooga, and they right at Chattanooga, they start, you know, head northeast on 24 towards Nashville. So we're going to meet them at Chattanooga just to have a hamburger or something. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Lord, let that be a good time with Debbie and Denny and is that your daughter?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. your daughter and son-in-law in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. It's going to be an awesome time.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Take a Sovereign God book with you. Of course, you probably already have, knowing y'all. Amen. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Julie.
Well, I don't have a prayer request, but I have a testimony. This morning,
go for it.
This morning, it was pouring down rain here today. Praise the Lord. We got, I don't know, at least an inch or two, but most of it came between hours of maybe 4 and 7 a.m. So that was really good. Just cleaned everything up and smelled really good. And the other testimonies, I've been up for maybe half an hour. I wasn't even up that long, maybe 10 minutes. And I started getting attacked with respiratory symptoms, cough, my sinuses and all that. And I just came against it and cast it down, rebuked it. And, you know, was swinging the sword of the spirit. And within probably 20 minutes, it was gone. But, it's just, you know, I just like, here we go now. This, so it's like, okay, Lord, help me, you know, strengthen me and just not receive the symptoms from the time they started to manifest. And I thank God for the trial, and I thank him for the quick victory in that, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for answer to prayer instantly. Thank you, Jesus. All right, anyone else?
Michael?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I got a testimony. Well, first of all, if you're not used to my hair, don't worry, because it grows really fast. The Lord has it grows really fast. Right, Missy? Yeah, so it grows fast. But anyhow, I praise the Lord because my daughter is getting out of jail January the 2nd. So I'm staying here a little bit longer so I can see her and stuff. So the Lord's let me do that and everything. And also then I had another really neat thing that happened to me the first time, right when I got here. I usually bake Christmas cookies for my son, Doug. Well, I forgot the recipe. And I was like, oh, well, it has to be that recipe. It can't be any other one. So I thought, okay, what am I going to do? I don't have the recipe. So I knew I gave it to my granddaughter a year ago. So I thought, well, I'll look on her messages and see if I can find it. Well, I turned up my iPad. I clicked on messages. I clicked on Ashley's name. And that recipe came up immediately. I thought, well, thank you, Lord. I thought that was really cool. So I just wanted to tell you that. That's all.
Judy, Tosh. String around your finger to bring that recipe home with you, and then make a batch for the Sunshine Mountain Bars. You understand? Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anyone else? about a testimony? Or a praise report? Okay. Missy. She sent me a link to a YouTube video that is absolutely awesome. You may have seen it before. I've only seen the picture. I haven't ever seen this video. Missy, are you awake? Okay. I couldn't see you moving anywhere. I said, she didn't. Passed out. Do you want to do it, or you want me to try to find it myself and see if, okay, I'll see if I can do that. This is really an awesome okay, I had to do some things here. Hang on. I'm on this laptop that I'm not used to, so you'll have to bear with me here just a little bit. Okay, I found it. All right, coming back.
Pieces of whatever, and I knew because I was a doctor, that abortions kill children. They kill human beings.
That is so powerful. My gracious. What y'all think of that? Is that the first time everybody's seen that? I've seen that picture before, but I didn't know what it was. Yeah, Missy.
If I've seen it before, it's been so long I forgot. But when when I saw that, I was just like, wow. You know, it's just amazing the detail. A 10-week-old gestation baby, you know, the feet, so much detail. I mean, every toe was there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, and I thought right away, my daughter-in-law, when she miscarried, they said she was about 10 weeks when she miscarried. And I thought, wow, you know.
Well, you better shut that dog up. Hey, Fudsicle. Yeah, that was a powerful video. Powerful video.
I'm surprised. Were those babies aborted? Because I didn't think any parts would be. I thought that stuff was just destroyed on the abortion. And I don't know.
Well, what he said was that he decided to put them in formaldehyde. Go ahead, Greg.
I have, not on this computer, probably about 100 photos that were taken by some people who went to the dumpster behind an abortion clinic and found all these little fetuses wrapped up in just butcher's paper. And they took photographs of these body parts and, you know, put together where they could, these legs and feet, you know, and next to, what do you call it? You know, coins, like your 5-cent piece, etc. Masses of them. It's just, all the way from little tiny, like that size, all the way up to nearly full term. So no, they just dump them. Well, you know, I understand now they sort of bad choice of words, but you know, recycle them or you know, produce other things with it.
Well, that's how far down our society has degraded itself. They're calling for not only late-term abortions; they're calling for absolute infanticide after the baby is born.
Yep.
I don't know how in the world they can call themselves a human being with that type of legislation. That's just crazy. I can remember when abortion was shunned when I was younger. All right. Anybody got something they'd like to share?
I was reading that this is, in somewhere areas, that this is how the Roman society degenerated and everything else was through this lack of respect at all for any kind of life. And this is where the laws all of a sudden are no longer, or when they're no longer enforced either. It's like it's there on the books and nobody does anything with it. They totally ignore it and they do whatever they want to do. And that's where it becomes the oppression. And this, the abortion we're seeing, all the way they're trying to confuse sexes, everything involved with tearing down and degenerating society becomes the most lawless society you have on the books over time. And it doesn't matter what the laws are because they're not going to have any kind of enforcement and or even any desire to even to put anything that's correct or righteous up in the forefront. It's all going to go to the wayside. So this is just how that all the generation starts. And this would be one of the reasons why God's going to come on the scene. It's going to be just like it was with Sodom and Gomorrah. It's going to be like it was with the with Nimrod and the Tower of Babel. I mean, that's the direction things go, and that's when God steps in, when he's finally had enough.
Well, if you look at past history, you'll see how kingdoms fell. It was because of perversion. It was because of, mostly because of perversion and lack of morality. But Lord, we thank you that you're going to set everything right again. Might be the end, but you're still going to set it right, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that during this time of shaking here, when you cleanse the church, a lot of people are going to be coming out of those apostate religions. And we praise you for it, Father. We ask and we pray, Lord, that you get us ready for that time. Because we need to be ready in order to disciple these people. They've been in apostate religion so long, and they're just now finding out that it was apostate. And Father, we thank you that you're going to place it in their heart to all of your chosen to believe what the Bible says over and above what men have told them and religion has taught them. That now they're going to be able to listen to the Word of God. And Father, we thank you for doing that in Jesus' name. You're going to set it all back right, Lord. I know a lot of people are going to get hurt and a lot of people are going to be killed. But I know your chosen are the ones that are going to benefit from this. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, Michael, I wanted to make that request a long time ago for prayer to go up for the innocent in the physical. And the innocent of the newborn, spiritual, and they really need our prayers, you know. There have been the children that have been abused, and they're just little babies there, and they're little kids, you know, and then. There's also a reflection of it in the spiritual that there are born again people who need the Lord's deliverance from false teachings and false prophecy, false direction, and I'm just glad that you. You kind of read my mind on that. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Anyone else? God's gonna get my praise. God's gonna get my praise. Devil, get out the way. Boy, all I need is a guitar. All right, who's got a song they want to see or listen to? This is gospel night. This is praise and worship night. What is that?
I just put one in the chat, Michael.
Okay. Let's see if we can get it.
You can get it.
I got it, girl. I mean, I've got it. This takes me a little while to get everything going like I want it.
Thank you.
You got to make it so we can share screen and play tic-tac-toe. You muted, Michael.
I know. I couldn't find the screen. I know. Isn't that neat?
We could tell you were trying to fix your screen. You had your drawing pen out.
Yeah, that was neat. All right, anybody else got one? Yeah, Andrew.
Well, when I went to my daughter's place, my son-in-law gave me one, and it's called United Pursuit, and the song is Head to Heart. And I got some scripture verses for it too. After listen to it.
All right. Let me find it. What's the name of it again?
It's the band is United Pursuit.
United what?
Pursuit. P-U-R.
Okay.
I-T. And the song is called Head to Heart. Head to the Heart.
Yeah, I got it.
There's a bunch of versions there. One with words in it, and another one with just the band there. So,
which one you want to look at?
Well, either one you want.
Oh, I get to choose. Huh? Yeah. Okay.
Like I have two scripture verse too for the song.
Okay.
Well, I could read it after, or should I read it before?
That's up to you. Whichever one you want to do.
Okay. Well, I'll read it. I'll read it now. It's John 4. I'm still reading it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
4:25-38 in the Gospel of John. Say not ye that there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Lo, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white unto harvest. Already who reapeth receiveth reward, and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. But who soweth and who reapeth may rejoice together, for herein is the saying true, that one is who soweth and another who reapeth. I sent you to reap that thereon ye have not labored. Others have labored, and ye are entered into their labor. So that's for the words in the song that has open fields. It threw me there for a while, so I had to find a verse for that. Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, I like that one, Andrew. That's a good one. I never heard of that bunch.
Amen.
Neither did I till this year. Till this year. I was on my breath and my son-in-law.
Amen. Yeah.
I'm glad he's getting some good music in the ears of my daughter.
United Pursuit, huh? That's a good one. I'm gonna have to go check that bunch out.
Andrew, is your son-in-law? Is he a believer?
I guess with a song like that, yeah. You know, he reads what's that author there that came up with the Narnia. The book there.
C.S. Lewis.
Yeah, he reads that. He doesn't read the Narnia, he reads some of his stuff. And I haven't really looked into that author really myself. And there was no Christmas tree over there anyway, which was unusual. They had two little tiny decorations on the window and that was about it. So I really don't know. I'm just thanking God, that's all.
Amen. Is that one you want me to play, Missy? You got in the chat there? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I hadn't thought about that song in quite a while. And right after I got up this morning, that song just popped into my head. And I was like, wow, the Lord just reminded me of that. And that was in my head. And I was, you know, kind of, it was going through my head for a while when I first got up. But, and I picked Amy Grant. Rich Mullins wrote this song, but Amy Grant sang it and recorded it. And he might have recorded it too. But I chose the one of him singing it because he's there playing the piano, and it's just fascinating watching him play the piano. So anyway, that's my introduction.
Okay. All right. We'll whoop her out here.
Everybody's in a pussy one more. much good is gonna do you. Just relax. The name of the Lord be praised both for now.
He died back in 97 in a car accident. So I thought it was kind of neat to watch him too, knowing that he's not around anymore either. But anyway.
Where'd y'all go? Oh, there you are. Okay.
Your clock is still on 7:58 there on that computer, whatever it is. Unless you're in a different time zone.
I'm in Central.
Okay.
I'm in Arkansas. The land of opportunity.
They get everything an hour earlier then.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's an hour later. No, you're right. No, it's... We're an hour behind Missy and him in my home over in Tennessee. Anyway. Okay, is that the one you want, Julie? Okie doke. Coming up. All right, did I share? I don't think it is.
You want
your heavens and come down. Touch the mountains so they burn with fire. Send forth lightning from on high. Scatter all the wood poles. Your light.
That's another good one. I like that. I like the ending. Yeah, with the drums. All right. I'm trying to get y'all big. I don't know why you're not big. Ah, there you are. Going to stop share. Okay. Anybody else want to share one? How y'all like the artwork?
There's a, it's beautiful, Michael.
If that's a self-portrait, that's pretty scary.
I wasn't going to say it, Missy.
I need some work, don't I?
Yeah, that's okay. Okay. There's a couple requests in the chat.
Oh, okay. From Julie, this is from Missy, from Greg, from Dave. I don't see one.
There's two of them in there.
Well, let's I played Missy's and then I just played Julie.
Well, then Missy put another one.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see what we got here. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, and Tracy, can you hum a few bars for the one that you're trying to, what song it was you were thinking of, I guess.
Greg, share the one we're playing a lot, God and People, something like that. Well, that gives us a real, that specified it, that nailed it right there. Greg knows exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, it's probably God's going to get my praise.
I'm working on it.
Yeah. Now, that one I know. Okay, let's do Missy's, and y'all can be thinking about it.
Thank you.
I like that one too. That's the first time I've heard that one. Looked like I was in an old building, didn't it? Acoustics were good. Okay, let's see what else we got here. What you lying about?
Hey, Michael, I could do a song sometime.
Somebody hear something?
No, no, this is Malcolm. I was going to say I could do a song sometime.
Okay, I'll let you know. Have you got your piano down there with you, Malcolm?
Well, I just have the acoustic piano here, all out of tune.
Okay.
I'm out splitting. Well, I could do it now. I just need to. But I can just fit in whenever.
Go ahead.
Okay, what I'll do is get another phone going here. I won't be able to hear anything that you say, so.
That's probably a good thing.
Okay. End of that, Charlie.
Amen. That was good, buddy. That was good. Is that on that grand piano you got?
Oh, no. It's an old out of tune upright. Oh, well.
Thanks, okay, Malcolm.
That was good, Malcolm. Thank you very much. Okay, I found Tracy's. They got Tracy's up there, so I'm going to go ahead and play it. Where'd she go?
I'm hiding.
Oh, there you
we're
are.
We're cleaning the basement. It's not pretty.
Oh, okay.
We're listening. Praise God.
All right. I like that one too.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen. That's an old doxology, isn't it?
Deb's got one if you wanna, you know what it is.
Go ahead, yeah. Sign, girl.
Which one is it?
Okay, it's "We Will Be Shaken." "We Will Not Be Shaken" by Brian Johnson.
Okay.
The lyric video.
"We Will Not Be Shaken." Okay. All right, I like that one too. I hadn't sang one yet. I didn't like it. Okay, let's see. Julie's got one up there posted. Is that the one, Julie? That one there.
I put up one, and then I went up earlier and looked at Joe put one in there, the name of it. So I looked it up on YouTube and found it, and I put that link in there too.
Okay.
So I put one in there, and then the one Joe's requesting.
Okay. I got you. Let's see.
Every breath and all that I am, I want to love you as long as I live, for you are my God. I surrender.
Song. That's got some good lyrics. Very simple. Even I can learn that one. All right. Is that the one you wanted? Is there another one?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm looking. There was three more after that. Joe's song. Let me see.
That was Joe's song. If you go up a couple more before that, I put one in there.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Let's see what we can find here. Oh, the Paul Weber. That's got to be good.
Bow down. this train fills the temple. I see the Lord. He is high. His eyes are flaming like fire. There's fire in his eyes. I see the Lord, and his hair is white as snow. Sing with me, come on. Angels cry. Angels cry. And touch the cold to my lips. Thank you, Lord. Now my guilt is gone, and my sin has been forgiven. Thank you, Lord.
Holy, holy is the Lord.
are you, Lord? With all my heart, my soul, and mind, I cry out to the God who created all things. And I bow my heart before you, because you're holy and worthy and glorious and powerful. I honor you, I magnify you, I bow before you, Lord. I want everybody to help me one more time, come on. And I cry, holy, holy. Can we do it just one more time? In the balcony, in the cafeteria, everybody in this place tonight. And I cry.
And I cry, holy, holy is the
Okay. What's the matter with y'all? What's the matter with y'all? Y'all been singing? Y'all ain't been singing, have you? Oh, my, my, my. Okay. Anybody else got one?
There's one in the chat that from Dave.
Dave got one?
To like it.
Just okay. A people and song song.
Oh, I don't like it, Dave. I don't see it. Oh, there it is. Okay, I got you. Hang on just a second. Let me do a little cleaning up here.
I was just a shepherd boy, without a shield, without a soul, fed up with the giant's voice, screaming curses to the Lord. Now I walked down the hill alone, with a pocket full of river stones. But what the Philistine couldn't see, is what I had was more than me. See, on my own I'm weak, but my God fights for me. Well, I was servant to the king, interpreting his crazy dreams. I won't worship mortal men, so they threw me in the lion's den. Vicious teeth were all I saw, till something came and shut their jaws. You couldn't find a scratch on me. In fact, that night I fell asleep. When morning came, it shocked them all, 'cause my God fights for me. Oh yes, he does. I stumbled into the room with alabaster and my wounds. I could feel their judging eyes as I knelt before the Christ. I poured my oil upon his feet. I didn't care who saw me weep. I gave him all I had that day, and he should have sent me on my way. But instead he lifted up my head, 'cause my God fights for me. The victory is the Lord.
So what's your story here today? What's the giant in your way? Are you trapped and can't get out? Or are you staring down a lion's mouth? Can you stand before the Lord? Or do you need to hit the floor? No matter what you've done, cause the battle is already won. So lift your voice with me and say,
I'll tell you what. What a way to end it. Thank you, Lord. God's gonna get my praise.
Let's just praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. God's gonna get my praise. Let me get out of my way. Jesus crushed the enemy. Now he's underneath my feet. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We'll make the next video on that one. We'll get that song.
That's a good one. That actually wasn't the whole thing. I just cut it up short. They get to going again there for another minute or two. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all have fun. You know what? That people in songs, those kids, they get really joyful in that, don't they?
They pull it out, man.
I love to watch them.
They're spirit-filled. They are. Yeah. They love the Lord.
Yeah. That is Jenny Riddle that sponsors that.
The woman that got that thing going wrote the Revelation song.
Yeah, that's Jenny Riddle.
She's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, she's done that. She's done quite a lot of help for all of these young singers and song leaders, praise and worship leaders, young ones.
I downloaded a video on them, and they're all singing different songs in her house, and she told her story a little bit. She actually had somebody put her underneath her wings and brought her up and gave her a really, you know, strict moral fiber in her life, you know, and she said, when my flesh was rebelling, she was hard on me, but when I was doing things right, it was pleasant, you know. So she got a really good foundation herself.
Yeah, so. I saw that interview. That was really good.
Oh, it was wonderful.
They were sharing how the songs came to them and I'll have to watch that video again. If I find it, I'll share it, because that was really good.
We should watch that. That was good. That was good.
Yeah. That was like an hour. It was like over an hour.
Yeah, but it was good. Everything was good.
Yeah, I know.
I like that other song, Welcome King Jesus.
Yeah, I like that one too.
It's a real fun one, I think.
Yeah.
It makes you want to dance.
Yeah, I like them.
Praise the Lord.
I like Joshua Sherman and Micah. What's his name?
Tyler.
Huh?
Micah Tyler.
Yeah.
Is it Tyler? Micah Tyler.
And Charity Gale. Mm-hmm. I like her. She's one of my favorites.
She's got a great voice.
Kevin Jones, too. I like him. He gets a little wild. Okay. Well, I guess that's it for tonight, huh? All right, Tuesday night, we're going to start in, if that's okay with everyone, The Master's Indwelling. It's an awesome book. I think it's 13 chapters, short chapters, so it's not going to take long, but I think it's going to be very helpful in a lot of ways, and I think it'll help a lot of people out there as well.
Sounds
the
good.
Master's Indwelling, that's by Andy Murray.
Yeah, I actually went to the site and I started reading the first chapter.
That first chapter, I think, wakes some people up, hopefully, out there, you know. Talking about the corner of Christian. Well, okay, Lord, we just thank you that tonight, this praises go up to you, Father. I know that our heart was in it, and I know that we were singing, if not physically, we were singing spiritually to you, Father. Because you're worthy of our praises, Lord. You're worthy of every praise that comes out of our lips. We're not worthy, but you are. And we praise you, Father, for the work that you're doing in us. And Father, anoint us. Anoint us all. Fill us up with your Holy Spirit, Lord. And fill us up so much so that there's not any room for anything else in our heart but you. And Father, we just thank you for that. And I don't say that lightly, Lord. I'm asking you to do that for all of us. And I'm asking you, Lord, that when we go out in the mornings, we ask for that same feeling. And then hold our hand out for you to lead us the whole day long and be conscious of everything around us at all times, that we are you in the body. And Father, we thank you for keeping our mind on you and to pray in the Spirit as always. And we thank you, Father, for reminding us and carrying us through the day in your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give us all a good night's sleep too, Lord. Wake up tomorrow and be supernaturally supercharged to go about what you want us to do. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank y'all. Good night, everybody.
Amen.